This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast. Good morning. I'm Ian DeEubank on the 9th of June, 2025. The HAB podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller have the news today, including an update on weather conditions for those farmers still trying to wrap up planting season, and what could lead to another higher cost of doing farm business at the end of this year. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm forecasts some rain possibilities today, but the rest of the week could be nice and dry, and the corn, bean, and wheat markets close the week with more gains on Friday. We'll have Brian Basting market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Will the weather cooperate to help finish planting? And what could happen for Indiana farmers if the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is allowed to expire? I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Well, much like Tyrese Halliburton hitting the game-winning shot for the Indiana Pacers last Thursday night in Game 1 of the NBA Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's now late in the fourth quarter when it comes to Indiana's farmers finishing their corn and soybean planting for the year. Unfortunately, the weather may not be as cooperative for those needing to get the rest of their seed in the ground.
Drying appears to be a little bit difficult over the next couple of weeks.
And that's Hoosier Ag Today's chief meteorologist, Ryan Martin. And after the rainfall we saw last week and this past weekend, he says the biggest window for drying and evaporation is this coming week.
I think we then are dry and getting sunshine back for later Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm going to say the first part of Saturday. Evaporation rates will be at near maximum, and I think we start drying pretty good. We just got a lot of moisture to work through by that point in time.
Ryan says there's a lot of instability as we look ahead to this coming weekend.
Heat and humidity are going to be part of this, but just overall moisture flow off the Gulf into the Eastern Corn Belt. So I'm going to say hit and miss. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible each day, especially in the afternoons. And we can look at a combined period rainfall amount of a half to 1 inch across 90% of the Hoosier State.
And looking ahead to next week,
dry next Tuesday forward through the end of the week, we're talking about the 17th through at least the 19th and 20th. But we're also seeing some significant warm air, some heat building in that time frame.
You can check out Ryan Martin's complete Indiana farm forecast anytime at HoosierAgToday.com.
Are you a retail agronomist or crop consultant looking to stay ahead in your field? Mark your calendars for August 4th through 6th and join retail leaders and agronomists in Indianapolis for the Agronomy Conference and Expo. This event is tailored for retail agronomists with can't-miss sessions on sustainability, nutrient management, and the latest industry trends. Network with top industry leaders and gain valuable insights to take back to your business. As part of their commitment to nutrient stewardship, the Fertilizer Institute is offering complimentary registration when you choose the code Hoosier. Don't miss out on this opportunity centered on ag retail to expand agronomic knowledge, network with peers, and discover new market opportunities. Visit tfi.org/events and use the code Hoosier in all caps to secure your complimentary spot at the Agronomy Conference and Expo, August 4th through 6th in Indy.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of this year. If it's not renewed, farmers will face significant tax hikes. Here's Eric Pfeiffer.
Thanks, CJ. Samantha Ayoub, Associate Economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says letting these provisions expire puts farmers at risk.
At the end of the day, taxes are an expense. We already see farmers and ranchers across the country suffering from above average input expenses across the board. And if taxes were to increase next year, that is just another hit to the expenses on a balance sheet that is already struggling.
Ayoub says several provisions in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act were designed to boost economic activity and encourage investments.
If taxes increase, that takes out dollars that farmers can then invest back into their business and back into their community. EY, a consulting firm, estimates that expiration of TCJA provisions would lead to agriculture alone losing 49,000 jobs, which is $3 billion in wages that then can trickle out into $10 billion of economic activity.
While some progress has been made on making these provisions permanent, Ayoub says there's more work to do.
We've seen the reconciliation package, the one big beautiful bill, pass the House, and it provided permanency, which is ultimately certainty, and improved upon a lot of the provisions that are important to farmers and ranchers. That is obviously not a completed process. It's important that those provisions that were kept in the House continue into the Senate.
You can learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org. You can find a link on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
And I'm CJ Miller. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. A drier week trying to unfold here after moisture to finish last week and some additional moisture over the weekend. As we move through your Monday, we're still seeing some showers and thunderstorms hold on over central and southern parts of Indiana, already starting to clear out at least a little bit up north. I think through your Monday, clouds are going to be a fairly significant factor to hold on to, because even after the front gets done moving through Indiana this afternoon, we have wraparound backside moisture circulating around low pressure that's north of Lake Superior into Ontario, and that's going to keep clouds top of mind probably through tonight, at least through the evening. Everything's winding down by midnight. So in central and southern Indiana, I think we have to keep the door open to another quarter to maybe 1 inch of precipitation today, and in northern Indiana, won't rule out some hit-and-miss action as we head towards sunset. A few hundreds to a few tenths, that is all. But tomorrow forward, Tuesday on through likely Saturday, we're going to put together sunny, warm, and dry weather. We're going to be seeing the warmness generate a little bit of instability likely into the weekend. So Saturday afternoon, Sunday, and next Monday, I think we have to deal with hit-and-miss scattered showers again. Not as much on the coverage side, but I think we have to pencil in a quarter to three-quarters of an inch combined over that three-day stretch. Then from next Monday forward, we go back to dry weather for Tuesday, for Wednesday the 18th. By the time we get to Thursday the 19th, there's a frontal boundary close, but it looks like it wants to put down most of its intensity back to our west. Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, overnight Thursday and into Friday, I think we have to allow for showers and thunderstorms here, and then we go into the weekend of the 21st and 22nd, going to put together a drier weekend overall. The main thing that I'm seeing happen next week is a significant bubbling up of very warm air in the central plains, and that's going to expand eastward, I think, as we move through the second half of June. So warmer than normal temperatures will slowly start to spread in here with more regularity. Humidity values will stay high. To me, in my mind, that increases our chances for heat-based convection and thunderstorm activity there that last part of June as well. So stay tuned for that. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
By the end of trade, gains for the grains and oil seeds. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. We did have an update for the markets. We'll have the final numbers coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis from Brian Basting of Advanced Trading. I checked in with him in the middle of the Friday session. It was another back-and-forth trading session on Friday, Brian, with a lower bias to begin with, and then the markets kind of broke through to the high side along with some other markets. So we saw a lot of that during the course of the week. What do you make of it?
Thanks for having me, Andy. I think you summarized that well. Back and forth, the market is kind of marking time, if you will, prior to the supply-demand report. As your listeners know, that'll come out on Thursday, June 12th. noon Eastern time. We're really kind of in a vacuum of major fundamental news in the absence of that report. We will get the crop progress report, of course, on Monday, the 9th, and we'll see how much planting progress. We certainly hope folks are able to wrap up the corn planting here as you ended that first full week of June. We'll get the update from USDA there. I'd remind your listeners, Andy, that from June 1st to the 15th, USDA is surveying producers for their planting intentions, and that will be out on June 30th. So that'll be a big report at the end of the month. But I think with this window that opened up to the east of you, parts of Ohio, maybe they got a few more acres of corn planted this week. I think the majority of the corn that was intended there in Indiana, as well as other parts of the Midwest, Ohio is the state, along with Kentucky, that were struggling. But having said all that, I think, again, going back to your initial comment, back and forth, we've seen export business for corn back off a little bit, but it's still strong. I think USDA wouldn't surprise us to see USDA increase their export forecast on Thursday a little bit from what it was there in May. Beans are backing off because of the Brazilian crop coming on. And I think we're moving into a period now, Andy, as your listeners know, once you get past that report on the 12th, we'll be watching the weather like a hawk every day for the next 2.5-3 months. And it's very important to keep an open mind and remain flexible in their marketing, because a lot can change in a very short period of time.
And just as crops are appearing to be variable here early in the season, forecasts have been variable as well, the latest of which includes some nice rains in some areas that need it.
We got a real good rain. I understand that you folks did too this week in Indiana, Illinois. Some areas that were dry got 1 to 2 inches of rain, depending on where your location was. Just what the doctor ordered here as we move into the second week of June. Give that crop a good drink. We don't want to drown it out, as it were, but we certainly want to give it a drink from now, time to time here, moving forward. Going forward, Andy, as you can imagine, each year there'll be different forecasts, short-term and long-term, in terms of what we're looking at for corn pollination and bean set, bean pod set and pod fill. And that's what results in a recipe for volatility in the markets. And I think as we move forward, I don't see 25 being any different than any of those previous years. We'll get thrown some curves now and then, and we'll just have to be able to be flexible in our marketing to be prepared for when they come. One thing I'd share, Andy, for the marketing strategy-wise, is that you really want to have a strategy in place prior to the potential for volatility. I'll just assume that there may be some volatility. You want to be marketing position in place prior to that volatile price movement, because more often than not, it's just human nature. When that event occurs, whether it's sharply higher or sharply lower, it's very difficult to react because the market moves so quickly.
Also variable is news on trade and tariffs, and we're mostly getting nothing, although there was some positivity this week from a President Trump and President Xi phone call.
Unknown what's going to happen there, Andy, is the best way to summarize it. We could come in here on Monday morning or over the weekend, have an agreement signed, and it could be 6 weeks or 6 months. No one knows. But I think it's a variable, a wild card, if you will, that has the potential to be a market mover. If we were to sign, for example, something similar to one of those phase one trade deals that was hammered out there, I want to say in 18 or 19 with the U.S. and China, that really changed the landscape. But that was not a guarantee that this is going to be a repeat at all. This could be a lengthy process, but it's another marketing wild card that I think your listeners would want to keep their ears and eyes open for that.
Brian Basting, Market Analysis. Brian's number at Advanced Trading is 309-664-2314. Now the final Friday numbers up a little bit in corn, 3 cents higher July, 442.5. September, 433.25, up a penny and three quarters. And Dece, 449.25, up an even penny. July beans, 5.5 better, 1057.25. August, a 4.25 gain, 1050.75. Novi, 1037, that was up 3.75. And the upside leader ended up being Chicago wheat. July goes to 554.75, up 9.25. Livestock very strong on Friday. June live cattle, 226.30, up $3.40. And June lean hogs, 102.62, up $1.77. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.